Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two, and if you just joined us, we have Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us in the middle of the next hour. We have Colonel Craig Roberts joining us coming up in 30 minutes. We'll go over a host of important news and information and get his perspective on things. But this is just such incredible news. Speaking of radiation, cancer surges in body scanner operators. TSA launches cover-up. The union, according to Watson's article, and he's got links to some others, reports that they've had big increases in cancer, one of the first airports many years ago to test the scanners out, and that there are charging. There's been a cover-up. Also, coming to a store near you, radioactive fish. That's up on Infowars.com. Also, they're reporting all over the news that Fukushima is continuing to dump massive amounts of radiation into the Pacific Ocean. And it's now been confirmed that part of the nuclear power plant has been flooded here in the United States, in Nebraska. And there's a headline, what the Fukushima is going on in Omaha. That's from local talk news. The history of government cover-ups, we don't know what the truth is. We know that there was a disaster right around a few days after Fukushima started, months and months ago, up in an area of Canada, and they released a bunch of radioactive waste into the lake and said, don't worry about it. And radiation levels have gone up, and the media has been told by the government, hey, we're just raising what we say is safe. You know, being shot in the head with a 357 Magnum would probably kill you, at least hurt you. But if the government just said, hey, 357 Magnum rounds fired into your head at point-blank range no longer hurt you, would that suspend the laws of physics and nature? No, they wouldn't do that. Now, I meant to come into the show today and get into this incredible report. And again, there are thousands of studies all over the world going back 80, 90 years dealing with plastics. And that they are oils. They're oil-based, and many of the drugs that Big Pharma has made are petrochemical-based because they can manipulate it. And that the bisphenol A that's been adopted in most plastics, the liners of tin cans, plastic juice boxes, you know, all of it, even the paper ones have that lining. It's how the paper doesn't get soggy, doesn't break through. Normal paper box would, that it leaches estrogen mimickers, and also causes endocrine disruptions, overall disruptions, and we covered that report. And of course, literally hundreds of these. If you just type in hermaphrodite frogs, hermaphrodite fish, sterile fish, sterile frogs, I've seen studies with upwards of half of them in the southern Mississippi now being sterile or having both sexes. And it's also changing the brains of the frogs. Now, the globalists would spin this as a human right. The frogs have a right for us to dump this in the water and make them hermaphrodites or make them confused. See, it's a scientific issue, but they would say, you're being a hermaphrodite frogophobe. And I'm like, what does this have to do with people's sexual preference? I'm saying they're choosing it for you, and that it's not like a preference. They have biologically altered who you are, and that's been the plan all along. And we cover it in the in-game extras, the university documents where they talked about doing this. And now we got Holder and all the others. This is what they've done. And they're keeping it in the plastics. They're keeping it in everything. They're doing it, and they don't care. And they're not going to stop. You have to stop eating and drinking out of what they're doing. And then you've got the GMO crops. Every major GMO crop in every major, even internal study, has the, quote, side effect. It's the real effect. It's the perfect place to hide it in that genome that's so complex that only the genetic engineers who were inducted into this Malthusian eugenic school at the major universities, and then if they buy into it, they get the grants, they get the jobs, they then know what they're doing. Of course, they're all obsessed with organic food because they know what they're doing to everybody else. It's a cult.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to commend everyone that marched into the Capitol for the second time in a month yesterday in Texas to try to ensure that a true bill to defend the Fourth Amendment, to defend the Tenth Amendment, to defend our dignity of our women and children would be passed. And they gutted it seven ways to Sunday. I'm going to be breaking that down. But resistance is victory. We've been talking to the reporters on the ground. It looks like now even the Senate and House version won't be able to be merged. So it'll probably die. But if it goes into special session, we've got to continue to analyze this bill and probably try to kill it. But we're going to break that down, if not today, tomorrow. But and I haven't decided yet if I'm going to go back down there today. So much is coming in fast and furious. If you just joined us, breaking cancer surges in body scanner operations, TSA launches cover-up, and television in D.C. Is reporting on this, and the head of Epic, the Electronic with Privacy Information Center, great folks, Mark Rottenberg, we've interviewed him, they've talked to the unions and others, and it's been going on for years there at Boston and other airports where the TSA has been testing since late 2002, the scanners, huge cancer clusters. And they use all the other private studies and even university studies have said it's deadly. They've misrepresented John Hopkins, and the head of the study went public last year and said, my study said it'll cause cancer. You misrepresented in the news saying I was for this. It's the same thing with NIST. Well, NIST has changed its story on Building 7 falling at free fall and how it fell five times now. Now they say they don't know why Building 7 fell on 9/11. So it's a very disreputable, corrupt government-funded agency. I mean, what do you expect? NIST has agreed with the UN that the sun doesn't affect climate, and they're backing carbon taxes with fake science. Of course, the sun drives climate. It's the main driver. Anyone who says otherwise is completely insane, according to all the top meteorologists we've interviewed. But your common sense, ladies and gentlemen, knows that it affects and drives the climate. We would be absolute zero in a matter of days if the sun disappeared. I mean, it's just asinine. And the sun's fluctuations, like the heat on a fire, when you're frying eggs, when the sun fluctuates up and down and the heat it's putting off, I can't believe I'm even having to explain this. You know that, okay? So they put out this report that they wouldn't give Congress last year. Finally, it's coming. They wouldn't give Congress this. The numbers are blacked out. And they're saying, yeah, there's some radiation leaking out of these. But we say it's healthy for you, but then they black out what the radiation level is. It is on. The fact that they've covered up the cancer clusters, and this report is up at InfoWars.com, this could break their back. The fact that it's not just travelers going through the porno scans that store an image of your body, or that they're frisking you with dirty gloves that they don't change but every 100 or so searches, that it violates the Fourth Amendment, trains kids to be molested. It's the equivalent of walking down a dark alley, in the worst area of New York or Chicago or Houston every time you go to the airport. You don't know what's going to happen to you. Untrained people on power trips told to do this stuff. They themselves, victims of their own tyranny, they're being roasted by the machines, as I've kept explaining. We're going to get more on as well, the scientists. We've interviewed the radiologists. But, again, my dad's a dentist. They have a radiation officer. They have to, who wears a badge. They're checking it monthly. Companies have to come in and calibrate it and check it and do readings. But the federal government just says we're exempt from our own laws. They don't even have a regulation that does that, and they don't want to give Congress the numbers. So here is a TV newscast dealing with it. In fact, if you'll just put the video paused up there on screen, I can give folks the call letters of the TV station. Thank you. In fact, I even have the printout here. Yes, WUSA 9, and I've got those reports printed. I just can't find them in my stack. But we'll go ahead and play that news clip here as a public service warning, especially to the TSA people. Here it is.
There are new questions this evening about the safety of those body scanners being used at the nation's airport.
Yeah, questions like, do they expose TSA workers and passengers to unsafe levels of radiation? In tonight's top story, Gary Nuremberg is here with what is now an uncertain answer. Gary?
Well, uncertain, Derek, because some prominent scientists say there just isn't enough data, hasn't been enough testing to demonstrably prove the machines are safe. The government says the scanners are safe, but documents secured by the Freedom of Information Act have raised questions.
We think that the Department of Homeland Security has not been forthcoming with the public about the true extent of radiation risk with the airport body scanners.
He points to a National Institute of Standards and Technology memo,
saying that the Department of Homeland Security had overstated that agency's support for the program.
The union representing TSA workers wants dosimeters to measure the radiation workers are exposed to, but that has been denied. In Boston, a union memo cites a growing number of workers diagnosed with cancer.
We certainly feel that the program should be suspended pending an independent investigation.
In a letter to the president's science advisor, university professors agreed, saying safety tests of the machines were performed by the manufacturer and questioned the science of the safety studies. They conclude important information has not been provided to the public, saying there is still no rigorous, hard data for the safety of X-ray airport scanners. Dr. John Sadat telling 9 News Now, we do not know what the dose is. The dose can be a lot higher than they say it is. If you go through, you're taking your chances, he says. TSA issued a statement saying it has implemented stringent safety protocols to ensure that technology used at airports to screen people and property is safe for all passengers as well as the TSA workforce. Each individual machine that uses X-ray technology is regularly tested to ensure the radiation emitted falls within the national
safety. They got caught lying last year about that.
Despite those assurances, those scientists in Rotenburg from the Electronic Privacy Information Center want independent tests of the machine outside Homeland Security, and they want a moratorium on their use until those tests are conclusive. Now, what machines are we talking about? In general, if the scanner revolves around you or if you're told to raise your arms to be scanned, that's the technology at issue. Anita.
And then he's got more links to other articles with the union concerned about this and the cancer cluster. So that article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Cancer surges and body scanner operators, TSA launches cover-up. And I'm not blaming even that local news. They did a good job. I don't. Most people don't study every facet, every angle of an issue. But last year and this year, in fact, I'm going to get Paul to write another article or get Steve or Aaron or Kurt to do it. I know we wrote articles about it where Congress asked for it. They said, we've studied it. They just gave them a boil down. Then it turned out they hadn't tested the machines, aren't following federal and state law for radiology testing of the equipment, and that there was a cover-up. So then to have TSA tell the news, we test it, it's rigorous, it's there. They won't even give Congress this information because it turns out they're not doing it. Because criminals don't want a paper trail of what they've done. They could care less what happens. Hey, Rob, how you doing? What's going on? Come on in. What's going on? Okay. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Yeah, this is a different memo than what he linked to. Yeah. Good. We're getting more documents in here. Thank you so much. Okay. Now continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't even gotten into the Financial Times of London that is the globalist mouthpiece that openly calls for world government. Their foreign editors wrote an article called Now for World Government, saying, yes, it's stealth. Yes, it's authoritarian. It's for your own good. You conspiracy scum, you know, basically. They've had a new one out, a dollar seen losing global reserve status, and they talk about basically the end of the United States because all we've got left is the dollar. It's being devalued, but when we lose it, ladies and gentlemen, all Hades is going to break loose. And you've got, on average, a nation of drugged out, bisphenol A weirdos who don't want to tie their shoelaces. It's not that they can't tie their shoelaces. They've been chemically lobotomized. They've been victimized to the point they can't even operate. And again, here is the French news agency. Chemicals in plastic containers make mice, make male mice act like females. And there's all the other studies about the reduced fertility. This has been done also in humans. That's why areas of Europe have banned it. But it's a little too late because now it's basically in everything. It goes on. But what they don't cover in this study is what the other studies show of the breast cancer in women. And I warned you about this over and over again. So we're going to pull up the next video here where I got demonized by all the big Media Matters type outfits that I was being homophobic. Let's get all that aside, okay? You understand, if I talk about mice becoming feminine, and in the studies that are out there, the same with the fish, dogs, they've done it. They begin to want to be mounted by males because it affects the area of the brain. I mean, if this stuff's so strong in fish that it's making them have both sexual organs, or lizards or snakes or amphibians like frogs and toads, and I read those articles earlier, what do you think it's doing to humans? You know, the point is, this is going on and you should know about it. So instead of the George Soros outfits, they come out and attack us saying we're bashing gay people. It has nothing to do with that. I mean, if I'm talking about mice being turned into basically females, males, am I now homophobic against gay mice? It's chemicals being done to us. Be adults. We'll come back from break and play, you know, the clip that they edited together and took out of context where I was talking about juice boxes and how it has bisphenol A in it. But let's just say it's a gift from the globalist to make men become sterile part or reduce fertility and to develop the area of their brain. You're feeding the brain female hormones. They begin to become attracted to males because the olfactory nerve smells. And that's what happened with the mice in the studies. The females don't want these mice. But other males that haven't been given it, they then want the male mice that have been given it. So your olfactory nerve picks up the pheromone. You know, that's why your underarms stink. That's your must for the brain to pick up. It's how mammals operate. I'll explain it when we come back.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Omaha, listen to the engine of morning and his one old song. Think about the woman, the girl he knew the night before.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do.
But your dollars will soon be wandering the way they always do.
All right.
When you're riding 16,
let's go ahead and get back to the hardcore news. Now, remember, almost all, just type it in, most receipts in the U.S., most printer cartridges are pure bisphenol A. The toner medium, the color is something else, but the liquid is liquid plastic, bisphenol A. Just touching a few receipts lowers fertility. I'm so weak-minded that I still use a cell phone. The point is they just put it into our environment knowing we're designed to live in our environment. I still use a cell phone, admitted massive brain tumors. Again, even as much as I know, they have made this our environment. Where I always catch myself, somebody gives me a tin can of water or whatever, you know, flavored water, and I go, oh my gosh, and I cut the can open, it's plastic lined bisphenol A. I look on the bottom, bisphenol A. So I'm like super, you know, male, high testosterone, but it's a lot lower than it would be. So I'm weak. Now, a male that wouldn't be dominant is extremely feminine. That's why the male genitals across the Western world, anywhere bisphenol A is using, generation after generation are getting smaller. You don't even have testosterone. It's why cops now, even police chiefs are saying, openly take testosterone. Because they're not males anymore. They have to take steroids. I may reverse myself on steroids. Something I've always been against from research. But if we don't have them, it's almost like Cushing syndrome. We need the steroids now. I mean, this is hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. But remember, the media is going to spin this and go, Alex says juice boxes make you gay, like they did last year when I was reading mainline studies then. But never telling you I'm reading a study. They cut that out. They'll cut this out as well. The Soros people will. Now, but it won't matter because then people in the comments of the articles go, well, wait, he's talking about bisphenol A. Why is this all cut up? Again, they know and don't want you to know because they're population exterminist. Now, let's play one of the edited clips of many online, but it's still clear what I'm saying about bisphenol A with Bob Chapman a year and a half ago. Here it is.
But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. In fact, you'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak? And they know that they have immersed us in this, Bob. For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. And I'm letting my children drink this. Why? Because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together a garden of roses or something.
I'll stop right there.
You're ready to put lipstick on. Look.
That now again, before, all over the world, puberty was 13 to 14 in girls. Now in the West, it's 10 on average. As young as 3, don't believe me, just type it in, mainstream news, 3-year-olds going into puberty. Hundreds of thousands in the U.S., 5-year-olds. So again, the media spins this like he's attacking our wonderful gayness. Everyone's turning gay. It's wonderful. I'm not making a judgment about that. That's how mind-controlled you are. It's under chemical attack. They're changing who we are so we don't have children. I'm not getting caught up in your distraction. I mean, if they put a microchip in our head to make us automaton drones, you know, would they say don't discriminate against drones? It was artificially done. That's why there's the explosion. But let's get all the gay stuff out of it. Why are little girls going into puberty? Well, next it'll be, you're against discriminating against the 5-year-old girls that want to dress like hookers and are running around, you know, going into puberty early. People wonder why they see like 10-year-olds with breasts and all this crazy sexual promiscuous, because the boys have been feminized, the girls have been hyper-feminized, and all of their organs, because that's what causes cancer, is the hormone flux. So again, sharks don't get cancer. They don't have hormones. They have a different system. That's why women get breast cancer. It's one of the biggest reasons. And they know this. They're murdering you. But again, you don't want to hear that. You want to go have a jog for breast cancer and give it to the Cancer Society that then helps cover all this up. They know. And, of course, here's the other articles. Diabetes doubling the last 10 years. MSNBC. Scientific American. They're murdering us. 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 They're murdering us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. For the next hour, it's going to be my pleasure and your pleasure, I hope, to hear from a really great patriot, an amazing guy, Colonel Craig Roberts. And we're going to introduce him here in a moment. A artificial habitat has been built for humanity. That's what this technocratic New World Order planned society into the family, into the sexes is. I mean, I've got stuff from the UN in 1947 talking about drugging the population to be infertile, creating the ideal hermaphrodite worker drone. I've made films about it. You can't make it up. And now we know that they put bisphenol A and all the major plastics out of hundreds of different formulations that they could have deployed. They made an industrial, global, standardized, continuity of agenda decision to put this into everything, and the sperm counts are down over 80%. The genitals are shrinking in the males. The males are feminine. The female are hyperfeminine. Their breasts are accelerated aging in the hormonal centers. Breast cancer is exploding. I can't tell you how many wonderful, young, smart women are fighting for their lives and dying right now. It's just a giant genocide. And the globalists said Hitler's doing it wrong, marching people in and shooting them. We're going to do it through soft kill weapons. We're going to talk to Roberts about that in a moment. We got a bunch of other issues. Operation Fast and Furious, Obama shipping the guns into Mexico. The globalists putting the Muslim extremists in power all over the Middle East. What's behind that? His view on the TSA. We're just going to pick his brain today. I can talk to him for 10 hours, but Ron Paul's coming up in about an hour right after Roberts leaves us. And he's a hard guy to get on the radio. You know, he's retired. He's rode over the sunset. He's hung up his spurs and his guns. No, he hadn't completely. He's just busy taking care of his family. But here it is. Chemicals in plastic containers makes male mice act like females, actually causes them to release female hormones, and the females don't want to breed with them. Then you get the female disdain of the male. And that's what's happened, and it's a fact, and they know it, and it's in the printer cartridge. I know I've been repeating that over and over again, but it's important. Now, before we go to Roberts, if you believe in what we're doing, it's your purchase of the books, the videos, the tapes that supports the broadcast, but that's only part of it. The larger issue is it gives you tools to further increase your knowledge, and it also then gives you tools to pay it forward, to have a showing at your house, invite folks over for hamburgers, show them one of my films, put it on Access TV, air it on your local radio show, clips of it, make copies, hand them out. There were folks at the Capitol doing that yesterday, fighting the TSA. It was beautiful. I'm going to cover that more next hour. All of this was happening. Well, there's this film I didn't make. It's only 30-something minutes long. It's an excellent, modern style for the masses about the Federal Reserve and the banksters and the globalists. It's called The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars One Stupid Lie at a Time. Available at InfoWars.com. We've got a special we're running till Friday, and then it's gone. Five of my best-selling films, The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, and Police State, The Rise of FEMA, which is very key to chronicle the whole globalist takeover through this infrastructure, $29.95, and Mark Dice's new hot book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent read about how they've integrated this whole system. Free. $29.95. Infowars.com. And that special will end Friday. Also, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv. The live streams, higher quality audio, live video feeds, archives, all my films, expanded extras. 8 years up and running, a huge archive of knowledge, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and it's your support that finances what we're doing. Also, so it's like war bonds if you want to buy the books, the videos, have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and it's an archive of information. You can also call toll-free to order books and videos or ask questions about combos and specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, I wanted to get Colonel Roberts on for quite a while, and he's joined us today. Colonel Craig Roberts landed in Vietnam in July of 1965 as an automatic rifleman with Hotel Company, 2nd Battalion, 9th Marines. He served with the Tulsa Police Department for 27 years. In 1985, Roberts transferred to the Army Reserve, 95th Division, and served in various battalion and division assignments, including intelligence. Roberts returned in 99 as Lieutenant Colonel Infantry Air Operations, 11A5U. His last 12 years were working as a ground liaison officer in the intelligence section of the 138th Tactical Fighter Group. He's the author, best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, Crosshairs of the Kill Zone, The Medusa File, Doorway to Hell, Disaster in Somalia. He's best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza, RifleWarrior.com, one word, helicopter pilot for the Tulsa Police, SWAT team, you name it, investigated Oklahoma City. And now for the next 50 minutes, we're going to cover the waterfront with Colonel Craig Roberts. Craig, just overall, what do you make of the state of the world and so much of what you wrote about 15, 20 years ago coming true?
Well, you know, it's amazing, Alex, because, I had police officers that I worked with that on the department that several of them thought I was absolutely off the deep end and was wearing a tinfoil hat when I went home because I was talking about all of this stuff well in advance. I talked about 9/11 well in advance of when it happened. I wrote about it in the Medusa file, talking about the different types of terrorist targets when we were working the Oklahoma City bombing. My intelligence background in the military, being trained as a counterterrorist, we know there's five types of terrorist targets. You know, we got mass transportation ground, mass transportation air, a large gathering of people, which we call the Black Sunday or the Super Bowl effect. Then we've got a public building and a private building. In 1993, they blew up the World Trade Center, or tried to, the Ramsey-Yosef case. And that was a public or a private building. The next thing we had was Oklahoma City, which is a public building, which is a government building. The next thing we had was the Amtrak derailment out in California or out in Arizona, which was mass transportation ground. And then the next thing I said, we're going to have a major airliner go down. And it wasn't just a few months later, we had TWA 800 get shot down. And it was shot down. And anybody thinks it was a center fuel tank explosion is living in La La Land. Then we predicted 9/11 as a large gathering of people happening someplace, and it happened. And so we talked about all this stuff, and here 15 years later, I've got these same police officers have come to me and said, "Do you know any place out in the country we can buy property and move to? Because the whole world's going to do exactly what you said. It's happened. It's the economy's going belly up. There's traitors in the White House. The entire world right now is on the brink of total disaster. Now, these are guys that." That 15 years ago thought I was a lunatic, and now they're coming to me for advice. So, when you have cops done that, then you better stand by, because there's a lot of people who work in cubicles. And, they may listen to the radio, they may watch some TV, but they're more wrapped up in their Saturday and Sunday and Monday sports and what they're going to do when they get off that night and things like that. And unless they lose their job and get desperate, they don't pay any attention to what's going on in the world. And right now, today, we're seeing all kinds of stuff not happening just here, where this country is getting ready to go belly up financially. But and our food supplies are, we're having problems with that. We're having problems with our water supplies. There's all these things that are happening. We're having more major emergencies in the world today than we have ever had before. And, you're looking at tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes. Florida alone,
fires, reactors in Nebraska flooding, lying about Fukushima. And you go over all of this. I mean, there's obviously a hand involved. We know they have weather weapons. There's so much to get into with you today, but you mentioned financial collapse. Here's the Financial Times of London today. Dollar seen losing global reserve status. I don't think people realize that America has to be brought down before the world government, which they've openly announced. I mean, think about that. All the publications now saying a world government is the answer to our problems, a world private bank. That's what we always knew was coming. Now it's here.
America has always been the castle on the hill. The rest of the world has always been the peasants outside the castle. They are now storming the castle. They're doing everything they can. We are under siege economically and commercially. And, our borders are wide open, and we've got the globalists, in Washington, D.C., in the government right now, from the White House on down, they're doing everything they can to turn this into a global socialist society. And when you don't enforce your own borders, and you send, the legions far afield, so to speak, we've got them in Afghanistan and Iraq and South Korea and who knows where, and there's no one home to watch the chickens, then we are ripe for the picking. And right now, that's where we're at. And they are succeeding in doing what they want and ignoring the law, ignoring the Constitution, ignoring the voices of the people, and they're totally out of control of the people, but they're not out of control of the globalists. The Council of 13, the Council of 33, George Soros, and all the rest of those groups that are all intertwined and doing everything they can to bring this country.
And by the way, the CIA, U.S. intelligence, you've told the stories, people in high-level intelligence, they all know this. This is not a secret. And expanding on that, they're creating the crises to then offer the solution. Going through these issues one by one, breaking down the fact that the first World Trade Center, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. We're not saying there aren't Muslim extremists. The point is there's an unseen hand, the underwear bomber, helped to get on the plane by the U.S. State Department, now on record. over and over again. In Egypt, they're putting them in. They're using Al-Qaeda to go after Gaddafi. This is all admitted. From your research into this, can you explain for newbies what the New World Order, you know, Globalist Council is, what their goal is, and how they use terrorism to take our liberties?
Well, you know, the what we call the New World Order is not new at all. It's, you know, at least 200 years old. And it goes back to the ancient families of Europe who conspired together to take over the various monarchies of Europe. You know, and you can talk about the Rothschilds and all the rest of them, the Bowers and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is there's a core group of pure evil. And they conspired, you know, decades and decades ago to come up with a plan on how to take over the world. Well, you do it one country at a time or two countries at a time by pitting those two countries against each other. You know, the Rothschild plan said, you know, you support both countries during war and loan them money, and at the end it doesn't matter who wins or loses because they're both in your debt, and debt is power. Now, they turn around and they run the economic systems of countries so they can control the jobs, they can control the banks, they can control the flow of money, they can control the value of money, they control the gold and the silver and the other precious metals, they control the jewels, and then that is total control. Politics, political control means nothing to these people as long as they're the ones calling the shots. And they've been doing this, you know, for decades and decades. And what they've decided was the way to rule the world is to rule the world by controlling the world's assets. That means the food, the oil, the water, the air we breathe, the weather. Now, today, that's an asset, because if you can make it rain, you can make it flood. If you can make it dry, you can make it drought. You know, and so they're able to control these different various things. And right now, the whole thing is being able to take all the countries into third world status and elevate them to first world status. And because you improve those countries, they're all in your debt and they're all very grateful to you and they follow your orders. But to do that, they have to, get this, redistribute the wealth and open the borders of the first world countries. You know, I used to give lectures and I would say, can you name one second world country? There'd be 100 people in the room and no one even knew what I was talking about. What do you mean a second world country? Well, we talk about the first world countries and we talk about second world countries. This is what we've been programmed to believe exist. But can anybody name a second world country? And basically, a second world country is what you have when you redistribute the wealth, and that includes the assets and the resources from the first world countries to the third world countries. Open the borders, you know, take from the rich, give to the poor, all the rest of that communist nonsense, and you elevate them to second world status. At the same time, you reduce us to second world status, and then we have a one world order, or what we used to call the new world order. Everybody's on the same plane except the rulers.
The mega rich basically creating a collectivist society where the general public is absolutely dependent on them and will do whatever they're told. This is domestication. Now, part of this program is the police state, and we talked about that this morning. Your view of the TSA, the clergy response teams, the spy grids that are going in, and when you get the internal documents that we were sent years ago by law enforcement, none of it even has to do with Al-Qaeda. It's all about gun owners, landowners, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to end the New World Order. Expand on that.
Well, it all has to do with control. If you can't control every element of society, you're not the boss yet. You're not in control yet. So you have to be in control. One of the things you have to do if you're trying to subjugate a population, you have to disarm it. You know, it doesn't do any good for the peasants to have pitchforks because you might get stuck. So you have to do everything you can to disarm the peasants. And if you can't disarm them, at least reduce their firepower. You know, just talking about the guns alone, in this country, you know, we had the Gun Control Act of 1968. We've had the Brady Bill go through. We've had all of these things that started out back, you know, in the 1930s, you could own a Thompson submachine gun and buy it at any hardware store. Today, you have to get a special license to own an automatic weapon. You can't own anything larger than a certain size caliber, blah, blah, blah. Then, you know, that takes us into this Operation Gunwalker and so on and so forth. If they can't legislate through Congress more gun control than they've already got, what they want to do is they want to regulate us through emergencies, such as, gee, look at all the guns that are going to Mexico and causing all of the havoc below the border with the drug cartels. All the drug cartels are getting these guns out of our gun shops. There's no control over the gun shops, blah, blah, blah. Well, Anybody who believes that has never bought a gun. If you go into a gun shop today, you fill out a two-page form with all your statistics on it, you answer questions, and if you answer any of them wrong, including straw purchaser, that's a felony, and you can go to federal prison.
But we know the vast majority of guns in Mexico, where they have a total gun ban society, are bought from the military. They're grenade launchers, they're fully auto, they're German. And so the White House 2 years ago started demonizing and said we want to ban multi-sale semi-auto via fiat, via emergency, as you said. Those memos are now public. And now we've caught them because good ATF guys went public and that they were knowingly helping get them shipped down to Mexico. And then they lied to Congress. I mean, this is incredible.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you've got people going in there buying hundreds of guns at a gun dealer, and the gun dealer's screaming, hey, this is not right. I shouldn't be doing this. And you got ATF people saying, no, go ahead and do it. We're in charge. Everything's okay. So the ATF is telling private business to violate the law and become criminals themselves and be felons by violating federal law. They're not on the federal payroll. They're not law enforcement officers. They're not obligated to do this. And when they do it, they're putting themselves in jeopardy. So now if they turn around and say, no, well, we'll file charges on you because of what you already did in the past.
That's right. It's a Whitey Bulger tactic. I mean, it's the government becoming mafia. We'll be right back with Colonel Craig Roberts. We're going to continue to look at Operation Fast and Furious. We'll talk about the TSA. We'll look at what's happening in the Middle East and a lot more. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
All over the country,
little bits and bees will die.
The federal government started beating the drum that our guns are causing the Mexican crises, which everybody knew that was ridiculous. It's a corrupt society, the drug war, all of it. They lie and say it's our guns, so they start going to gun shows. They did it in Austin, and having illegals go in and all day try to do a private purchase, not from a gun dealer, but somebody trying to sell their private gun to shut down, quote, the gun show loophole, which is nothing but gun registration. And then they go into these gun shops and tell them, you're going to sell hundreds of guns, and now it's starting to come out. It was basically the ATF had set the whole thing up. It was their sub-criminal group. That's what they're scared is about to come out fully, coming in and buying them, then bringing them back, and then trying to get them back into the U.S. or trying to connect them to crimes in Mexico to frame the Second Amendment. And I said this a year and a half ago. Now they've been caught doing it. Colonel Craig Roberts looking at this, there should be an immediate move for impeachment immediately. I mean, is this not seditious behavior against the Republic?
Well, absolutely. It's, you know, I mean, when you go out and purposely violate the law, violate your own laws, you know, where does it stop? You can't do that. You can't have, you know, we just had three police officers here go to trial, and one of them ended up going to prison after doing over 20 years on the police department. He was already retired because at one time the way that they handled their informants and the drug deals and the drug money and what they were doing with it and so on down the line, and they ended up, I mean, as soon as this one guy got convicted, when he stood up, two marshals grabbed him and hauled him off, and he'd been a police officer all his life. And that was very small compared to what we see that happened in Arizona with this gunwalker thing where it went on and on and on and on, and they're saying, well, we're following these guns. You can't follow those guns across the border. The Mexican government wasn't even involved in it. Mexican law enforcement, which is about as corrupt as their government, it wasn't involved in it. There was no way to track these guns. What they were doing was they were making sure that hundreds, if not thousands, of guns were ending up south of the border that could be traced back here so that when they did end up in crimes on our side of the border, we could say, look, these came from American gun shops, because they knew that if they didn't supply the guns and make sure that they got down there, that the guns they did find would have come from Colombia, you know, Panama, Costa Rica, you know, Guatemala, El Salvador.
Germany.
Yeah, Germany.
Now, remember, though, this is the same ATF that likes to pull stunts like Waco, and they did the little detonation test blowing up a Ryder truck months before OKC, and they were the boys that showed up a minute after in their full bomb suits and told folks, patch them up, they've been on the ninth floor. I mean, these are some really nice people at the higher levels, but then you've got the good ATF guys blowing the whistle on this internally. I mean, this is a group of criminals.
Well, yeah, and here's another deal. You got one drug cartel down there has 19 airliners. Four-engine, two-engine jet airliners that they can fly anywhere in the globe hauling drugs. They can fly to Russia, they can fly to the Middle East, and they can trade those drugs for all the fully automatic Kalashnikovs and AR or M16s or FNFALs they want and bring them back by the caseload, and grenade launchers and RPGs, and they could buy tanks if they wanted them. You know,
by the way, now they've got giant armored vehicles that look bigger than Blackwater's Grizzly.
Yeah, they call them the narco tanks. I mean, these.
But they got that at a gun shop, Colonel.
Yeah, right. They just went in and got one. They had probably a dozen of them out back. these people, you know, are capable of getting anything they want, anytime they want. They've got all the money in the world to do it with. They've got all the contacts to do it with. They don't need some piddly gun shop in Tucson, Arizona, to sell them guns. Our government has people in it that says, oh, wait a minute, we can't have that. We got to have our guns end up in the hands of the narco terrorists.
Look, is it not a false flag? I mean, is this not staged terror?
Yeah, it is. It's create the problem so we can have a solution.
Stay there, Colonel. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.